I apologize that we're a little bit late. I walked out of the house without my Gemara. Happens. Anyway. Bez Hashem B'li Neder, let's finish Shas together. Today's learning is dedicated to Nishmas Avi Mori, Harav, David Siben, Rav Yosef. Today's daf is Tainis Daf Chav Zayin. We are up to the words Eluhein Ma'amados on the top of Chav Zayin Amid Aleph. Four lines down, says the Gemara. Eluhein Ma'amados. Now, the simple pshat of the Mishnah is a little bit strange, because it wants to know what are Ma'amados, and then it tells you the source for Ma'amados. That's not exactly the question. Eluhein Ma'amados, l'fishin emar, tzavis b'nei Yisrael. Says the Gemara, Mai ka'amar. What in the world? I mean, you tell me what is Ma'amados, and then you don't even tell me what they are. You just tell me the source of them. So, says the Gemara, Hachikamar. Elu hein Ma'amados. So the Gemara is asking two kashas. Number one, what are they? Uma tam tiknu Ma'amados. And number two, why do they institute Ma'amados? So, and the Gemara leads with the second question. Lafi shenemar. That the carbon tamin belongs to Klal Yisrael. How could you have a carbon and the owner of the carbon is not standing next to the carbon? So in order to have the owner stand next to the carbon, so you need to have representatives of Kohanim, Levim, and Yisrael and Yerushalayim. And then the Gemara answers on the first part of it. What are they? What is it? Hiskinu Nevi'im Arishonim. The original Nevi'im made a takana. Esrim V'arba Mishmaros. 24 divisions of Kohanim. Al Kol Mishmar. Mishmar Haya Mamed B'Yushalayim Shal Kohanim Shal Levi'im Shal Yisraelim. Each Mishmar had Kohanim and Levi'im and Yisraelim. Higia Zman Mishmar Lalos. When it was your time to go up. Kohanim Levi'im Olin Yerushalayim. So the Kohanim would go to Yerushalayim, and the Yisraelim, some would go to Yerushalayim, some would stay in their own cities, as we learned yesterday. Tanur Banim. Esim V'arba Mishmaros B'Eretz Yisrael U'shtem Esrei B'Yericho. There were 24 Mishmaros in Eretz Yisrael, plus an additional 12 in Yericho, says the Gemara. Shtem Esrei B'Yericho. Well, then that's not 24. Nefishin Lehutuva. Well, then he got 12 extra. Says, well, no. Ella, Shtem Esrei Mehen B'Yericho. Of the 24, 12 of them were in Yericho. What in the world does that mean? Says, well, no. It means like this. Not really 12 of them. He gives Mana Mishma Lalos when it came time for a certain family to go up. Chatzi HaMishma Ha'olam Yisrael Yushalayim. Half of the Mishma would go to Yushalayim. Some say Liricho. And 12 of them would go, there's a lot of different ways to understand this, not 12 of the Mishmaros, actually half of each of the 24 Mishmaros would go to Yericho, Kadeshi Yisbeku, Mayim Umazon, Lachem Shebi Yushalayim. Because in Yericho they would produce food, which they would then bring to Yushalayim to support the Kohanim. So it wasn't 12 Mishmaros, it really meant half of all of the 24 Mishmaros, which sort of adds up to 12 Mishmaros. That's the way some of the Rishonim understand this Gemara. So they went to Yericho to provide food for the other half of the family that were in Yerushalayim. Either they lived too, the other ones lived too far away, they couldn't carry it so much, so they went to Yericho to get food. It was close enough that they could bring the food for the other, for the rest of the Mishmar. Amar Yehuda Mishmol, Kohanim Levim Yisrael Ma'akon Esakarban. So Yehuda says the name of Shmuel, that you have to have Kohanim and Levim and Yisraelim in order for the carbon to be kosher. That's the simple pshat. That's the way the Shita Mukubetzis in the name of the Tosas Arash understands. Others understand they quote in the name of they quote in the name of the Ravid that no, it means that they would wait for the Kohanim, Levim, and the Yisraelim. They would wait till the Yisraelim got into the shul and started doing the service of the Ma'amados. Until, but before actually being makir of the carbon tamid. So not that it's ma'akev that if you didn't have it, it's puzzle, just that they would wait for them to get in there before actually doing it. B'masni satan, we learned in a brisa, Reb Shimon Elazar says, no, it's a little weird. that you have a braisa arguing on an amora. We'll talk about that in a minute. But Masisa Tana Rav Shimon Elazar, Kohanim Levim Uklei Shir Ma'akvinis HaKarban. That Kohanim and Levim and having the instruments there at the time of the Karban, that's Ma'akiv as HaKarban. So what are they arguing about? B'maika Miflagi, Mar Savar Iker Shir B'peh. One opinion holds that you don't really need the instruments. You're Yotze the Shira without the instruments. And Umar Savra Ikashira Bakli, and the one that says that the Kli is Ma'akev, holds that Ikashira is Bakli. Interesting, Tosis, the bottom Tosis over here, Mar Savra Ikashira Bepeh, Ulakach Hakol Ksherin, Afilu Psulin, Afilu Mamzerin, Lomar Shira. It's a little counterintuitive. If you say Ikashira is Bepeh, so then even a Mamzer, even a pasul, even a mamzer of a levi is allowed to say shira. I would have said the opposite. But if you hold ikar shira as bekli, the kli shares had kedusha, and therefore, if you were a baal mum, you were not able to play the instrument. But if it was bepeh, so then there's no requirement that the person be a baal mum. So says Tosas. Lokacha kol kshan afil b'sam afil mamzerin lo ma shira de lo havi el bepeh. Well, the man don't ikar shira bekli. It became so shira kohanim olavim. So then you couldn't use a baal mum. Interesting. A little counterintuitive. Says the Gemara. Amar of Chama Agriyam Arav. Moshe tikin lem Yisrael shmona mishmaros. Moshe only instituted 8 mishmaros, right? I mean, when the Mishkan first started, there weren't so many Kohanim around. You couldn't divide Aaron himself up into 24 people. So Moshe was misaking 8. Arba me Elazar, varba me Isamar. 4 from the family of Elazar and 4 from Isamar. Ba Shmuel vehemidan al sheshesre. Shmuel doubled them to 16. Ba David hemidan lasem arba. David made 24. Shneimar pasuk in Divrei Hayom mishnas arba lemalchus David nidushu v'yimatzem gibori echayel b'yazer gilad. And the pasuk before that says 24. Mishmaros of Kahuna. I feel very badly. I didn't welcome everybody this morning. Good morning, Dovzy and Jonathan and Yishai Yitzchak and Mordechai and Chanachenach and Mordechai Tzvi and Tzvika and Gershon Eitan and Harav Eliezer Dov and Yitzchak. So here you see the progression was Moshe 8, Shmuel 16, and David 24. Meisvei Moshe Tikan Lam Yisrael Shmona Mishmaros Arba Melazar Bami Tamar Ba David Ushmuel Vemi Demalasim VeArba Hashneimar Hema You Said David Ushmuel Haroa VeMunasam Says Gemara It's Not a Kash Ach Kamar Miyisodo Shel David Ushmuel Haramati Vemi Demalasim VeArba It Was In Progression The Gemara Was Just Saying It Between The Two Of Them You Ended Up With 24 But It Ended Up And Shmuel Did 16 And David Did 24 Tanya Idoch Then Another Brisa Moshe Tikan Lam Yisrael Sheishesre Mishmaros No. Moshe did not do 8. Moshe did 16. Shmone me Elazar, u'shmone me Yisamar. U'kishe rabu b'nei Elazar b'nei Yisamar, when there ended up being a lot more of the b'nei Elazar b'nei Yisamar, chilkum, so they divided the 8 into 16. V'hamidam al esrim v'arba. So the 8 became 16, so with for some total of 24. Shemar v'ayimatsu b'nei Elazar rabim l'rasha agvar me b'nei Yisamar. Vayechalkum levnei Elazar, Rashi leves avos shisha asar ulevnei yisav leves avos shmona. So you see, based on these psukim, in Divrei Hayamim, that Elazar's 8 became 16, and Yisamar's 8 remained 8.
Did Pinchas not serve in the Mishkan?
I don't know.
Any
yeah, I'm not sure. I don't know, Yitzhak. I don't know. Sorry. V'omer, another pasuk, Beisav echad achuz le'elazar, v'achuz achuz le'isamar. Says more, my v'omer, what do you need the second pasuk for? V'chitem, if you would tell me, ki hechid din efishi b'nei elazar, chanam efishi b'nei isamar, maybe you'll tell me, just like the b'nei elazar were a lot, so too the b'nei isamar became more also. Ki heicha din ufiz mei lazer hachi namin ufiz mei samar shmona mei kara and arab and I'm sorry shmona mei kara arba maybe havu maybe they originally were four and doubled to eight. Says Mar, no tashma peisav echad achaz alazar v'achaz echad li samar. Only a Lazar, the second pasuk says, only a Lazar doubled, but his summer didn't double. So to Yufta the Rav Chama Bar Guri, whichever way you say it, this, here you see that Moshe Rabbeinu did a lot more than eight. So this is against Rabbi Chama Bar Guri, who said that Moshe only was misaking eight. Says the Gemara, Amalach Chesed Bar Guri, it's not a problem. Tanayi, you're right. It's a machlokes Tanayim, exactly how the Mishmaros developed. Va'anod Amri, and Rav Chama Bar Guri will say, I hold. I hold like the Tana that says Moshe Rabbeinu originally only instituted eight, and not like we have over here that Moshe did 16. So that's a question historically how it worked out. Says the Gemara, Tana Rabbanan. Now, what about in the second? This was all in the first Beis Hamikdash. There were 24 Mishmaros in the first Beis Hamikdash. Now we know that in the second Beis Hamikdash, not everybody who was in Bavel, not everybody who was in Galus came back when Ezra brought everybody back. Only all the lowlives came back. All the people that had bad yichas. That's why the fourth parak of Kedushin says, "Asara yuchsin alba v'shtuki mamzeri nesine." All the lowlives of society. The people who made a good life for themselves in Galus didn't want to come back. They didn't come back when Ezra said we're building the Beis Hamikdash. So a lot of whole families of Kohanim didn't come back. So what'd they do? So says the Gemara, Tana Rabbanan. Arba Mishmaros Alu Min HaGola. Four Mishmaros came back from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael with Ezra, Bizman Beis HaMikdash. Only four came back. Ve'elohein, Yedaya, Charim, Pashchor, Ve'imer. Those are the four families. So Amdu Nevi'im Shebeinem, Ve'chilkum. Ve'hamidum Al Esrim Arba. So they took those four and divided them into 24. How'd they do that? B'lalum, Ve'kasim, Ve'kalpi. So they took members of their own families, another five, and put them in a box. Ba Yedaya v'natal chelko. So Yedaya took his own chelek. V'chelek haver. Then Yedaya chose another five from his own family, and they became sheish, total of six. Ba charim v'natal chelko v'chelek haver. Sheish. Charim also came and divided his own family into six. And the order that he picked out the other members of his own family, that was the new order of the 24 Mishmaros. V'chein Pashkar, v'chein Imer, v'chein Histon Nevi'im Shebeinayim, Sha'afil Yehoyariv, Rosh Mishmaros, even Yehoyariv, who was the number one family, if they would decide to come back later from Bavel, sorry buddy, you lost your status by not showing up. You snooze, you lose. So they lost their status by not showing up. So even if they would come, Ola lo yitche Yedaya b'mekomo. So Yehoyariv would not be able to push Yedaya out. The first six families of Yedaya, actually five families. Ella, Yedaya Iker, Yehoyariv Tafalo. He would become the sixth in the rotation of Yedaya. Yisrael Shabosu Mishmar Miskansin Barei Mekor B'maisa Bereishis. And the Yisraelim would read from Maisa Bereishis. That was the Kriyas HaTorah. What was the Kriyas HaTorah of the Ma'amados? They read from Maisa Bereishis. Asks the Gemara, Mino Hanemili, how do we know that during the Ma'amados they used to read from Maisa Bereishis? Amar Rabbi Yaakov Barach, Amar Rabbi Asa, Ravasi, Ilmoli Ma'amados. If not for the Karbanos and the Yisraelim and the Kohanim reading from the Ma'amados, the Kohanim doing the Avoda, if not for the Avoda, Beis HaMikdash, Lo Niskai Mushamayim Ba'aretz. So the whole Maisa Bereishis would not be able to continue if not for the Karbanos. How do we know that? Shneamar, Vayomar Hashem El Hashvayomar Vayomar Avram Vinu Sent Hashem Hashem Elkim Bamayidaki Rashana. How do I know that I'm going to keep the land of Israel? I know that your children are going to sin. So how is Maisa Bereishis going to continue? Amar Avram Ribono Shel Olam Hashem Yisrael Chotem Lufanecha Vata Osa Lahem Kidar HaMabul. Maybe you'll destroy the world again, like the Dor HaMagal, the Dor HaFlaga. We'll see in a second. The Maritz Chaya says, didn't Hashem promise he wasn't going to destroy the world again? Anyway, Shem Yisrael Chavod Atel Osel Hem Kedar Mabel Kedar Flaga Amale Lav. Not going to do it. Amal Fenech Rav Shalom Hodin B'Meir Rishena. How do I know? What about if they sin? Amale Kali Egla Mishlas Ei Mishlas Vay Mishlas V'Sarva Gozal Amal Fon Of Ribon Shalolam Tenach Bizman Shbeis Hamikdash Kaim. Okay, they'll bring Karbanos when there's a Beis Hamikdash and they'll get Kapara. But Bizman Shein Beis Hamikdash Kaim Mate Aleim. How do I know the world is going to keep going even after Beis Hamikdash? Amalo Kfar Tikanti Lem Seder Karbanos. Bizman shekoren ben lefanai. When you just read about the karbanos, mali ane aleim kilu ekrivim lefanai vanimuch lam alkavon oseim. Wow! Just read the parasha of the karbanos, and that will be as if Klal Yisrael brought karbanos, and that's going to give them kapara, and that's going to keep the world afloat. Asks the Maariv Chayes. Didn't Hashem promise not to bring a mavul? So the Sifsei Chachamim in his commentary on Chumash says. That's only, he's not going to destroy the whole world. But to part of the world, there could be a mabul. The Maariv Chayes himself says that there will no longer be a mabul shel mayim, but maybe there will be a mabul shel esh. Now the Gemara here says that just reading the karbanos, that's as if you brought the karbanos. So there's a Rabbeinu Yona in Masech Tabrachos who says, based on the pasuk, "Nishalma parim svasenu," that now that we know no longer have parim, that our lips could be in place of the karbanos, that it's actually a din doraisa every morning to say the karbanos. To say karbanos, that's why in DRS, even though a lot of shuls, they just skip karbanos, but in DRS, we make sure to say two of the karbanos every morning, the Parshas HaTamid and the Parshas HaKtiris, because some say karbanos are mi doraisa, and Yamamish Yotzei Nisham Parim Soseinim. Now, Rashi on our Gemara asks, where do you see this idea hinted at in the Pesukim over here? Where do you see in the Pesukim that by speaking, it's like you brought the Karbanos? So one of the commentators that in Yaakov, the Riaf says, Pasuk says, Bayom Hahu, Karas Hashem is Avraham, Bris Lemor. So based on the Lemor, there's the extra word Lemor, means even if you don't have a base of Midrash, where you just say the Karbanos, that works. The Marsha says, Kichali Egla Meshuleshes. And it doesn't say kravle, it doesn't say bimakriv, it says like kachenu bedvarim, kuimachim dvarim. That kali means just the words alone. Now the simple pshat in our Gemara is just to say the words of the Karbanos works. The Gemara in Menachos and Daf Kof Yud says, it sounds like you actually have to understand the words and learn the sugya. Kol ha'oisek b'toras chatas, kilu hikrav chatas, not just speaking. The Chafetz Chaim made a very big deal that you have to learn Seder Kachim. That's why in the Brisker yeshivas, they make sure to learn Kachim. Chavetz Chaim made a big deal that you got to learn Seder Kachim for two reasons. Number one, the Beis HaMikdash might be built tomorrow, you got to know what to do. Number two, because of this idea, Neshama Parm Svaseinu, that you live by learning Kachim, it's as if you brought Karbanos and you're going to get Kapara. And you're going to get Kapara. Now, question is, does that mamish get you kapara? So the shaylos atshuvas chikrei lev deals with the following shaila, right? So let's say that morning you said karbanos, and then the Beis HaMikdash is built that day. So you said chatas, ola, whatever you said. So now, if Beis HaMikdash would be built that day, you now have to bring the carbon chatas? No, you maybe say that your words, mamish, were in place of the carbon. Did that work? So the Chikrei Lev writes, no. It's just a mitzvah kapara. It delays the punishment until the building of the Beis HaMikdash. And they bring a riot to this from the Gemara in Shabbos. The Gemara in Shabbos says, Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha, you know, the Gemara says, you're not allowed to read by the light of a candle on Shabbos because we're afraid you're going to adjust the candle. Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha says, no problem, I'll read it and I won't adjust it. Turns out he read and he adjusted it. So he read, he wrote down on a piece of paper, when the Beis HaMikdash is built, I owe one chatas. Why did he owe it? Let him just say karbanos. Must be, says the Chikrei Lev from that Gemara, it just delays it until the Beis HaMikdash was built. The Chafetz Chaim writes in one place that the learning of the karbanos is even better than bringing the karbanos. When the Beis HaMikdash is built, so you have a mitzvah to bring it, but to learning it is even better. Now, does this only apply to karbanos? Let's say a guy, you lost your tefillin. and you're on a desert island, can you say just the parshas of tefillin? Does that work also? Or is that just the din by karbanos? So Chafetz Chaim says, based on Gemara Bava Metzia, Kuf Yud Daled, he learns that the Gemara says that the Amoraim were Bekim in Kachim and not in Zrayim. So the Chafetz Chaim learns that it must be it's a special din in Kachim. However, many others learn that's not true. The Taz in the Sefer Divrei David, and again, a lot of this comes from listening to Rabbi Leibowitz yesterday and this morning, but the Taz writes, based on the Pasuk, Im Lavan Garti, V'Taryag Mitzvot Shamarti. How did Yaakov keep all 613 mitzvot? He wasn't a Kayin, he wasn't an Eretz Yisrael, whatever it was. A lot of the mitzvot you have to, he wasn't a woman. A lot of the mitzvot maybe only apply to certain segments of society. So how did he keep all Taryag Mitzvot? So must be, he learned them. Im Lavan Garti, V'Taryag Mitzvot Shamarti. If you learn all the Taryag, it's like he kept all the 613. So says the Taz. The Ben Ish Chai writes, based on the Pasuk, Ki karo ve'lecha adav ma'od, b'ficha uvilvavcha la'asoso. How can you be mekayim all the mitzvahs? B'ficha. By learning about the mitzvahs, you're mekayim all the mitzvahs. And finally, the Meshech Chachma, Naseh v'nishma. Kol asher dibur Hashem, Naseh v'nishma. You could do all the mitzvahs. Some of them you could do. And the ones that you can't do, because you're not a kohen, you're not living in Eretz Yisrael, you're not a woman, whatever it is. So v'nishma, by learning about them, nas kol hashadib l'shem, Meshach Chachma says nas v'nishma, you can become all tayag mitzvos. So that seems to be all these things seem to be against the Chafetz Chaim. It says only a din by kardshim, that when you learn a karbanos, it's as if you brought the karbanos. It's by kol haTorah kula, you can become everything. As a matter of fact, Rabbi Leibowitz quoted one of the mefarshim in Yaakov says that they came to Hillel and said, teach me the whole Torah based on while standing on one foot. So what did he say to him? The whole Torah is, whatever you don't want done to you, don't do to your friend. And v'idach, the rest, is perusha zil gemar. So one of the mefarshim explains that you can be mekayim all of the Torah in one of two ways. Either by being nice to all the rest of Klai Yisrael, being supportive of all Klai Yisrael, so you're nice to Kohanim, so it's like you did what he did. If you support him, if you support the Kohens, it's like you did what he did. Or Zil Gemar, the rest of it is go learn. If you learn all the other 613 mitzvahs, it's also like you did. That's the two ways you can be Mekayim, all the 613 mitzvahs. Okay, fascinating. Let's continue. Tanar Banan. Anshei Mishmar hayu mispalin al karban acheim sheiskabel baratzon. They would daven that the karbanos should be accepted. Anshei Mamad, the ones that were left in the cities, that's what some explain. Anshei Mishmar means the Anshei Mamad, the Yisraelim in Yushalayim, they would daven the karbanos to Mekabah. But Anshei Mamad, the ones that were in the cities, miskansel beis haknesses, v'yoshvin arba tanios, and they would fast. B'sheni b'shabbos shlishi revi chamishi, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. B'sheni, what would they fast for? Al yordei hayam. They would fast for the people in the oceans that wouldn't get damaged, because on the second day of creation, the ocean was created. Uva shlishi al hochem midbaros. The people walking in the midbar shouldn't be damaged because the dry land was created on day three. V'revi al askara shalotibol al atinokos. That this choking type of illness called askara would not happen in the babies, because we have a tradition that askara happens on a Wednesday, because it says yihi ma'oros without a vav, and we learn it as me'era, which is a type of illness called askara. B'chamishi al ubros menikos. Thursday, when things began to multiply, they would daven for the pregnant ladies shouldn't use the fetuses, and the menikos should have enough milk to feed the babies. Ubros shelo yapilu, should miscarry. Meinikos, sheinikos, b'nei, they should have enough milk. Over Erev Shabbos, lo hayu misan, they didn't fast on Friday, but they covered a Shabbos. Kavu chomer, b'Shabbos atzmon. Ve'echem b'Shabbos, my time alo. Why wouldn't they fast on Sunday? Three reasons. I'm Rabbi Yochanan ben Notzrim, because of the Christians. Rabbi Shmuel ben Achmeni, it was a Christian holiday on Sunday. So if they would fast, the Christians would be angry. Rabbi Shmuel ben Achmeni, Amar b'pnei, shehu shlishi li'yitzira. That it was the third day since the creation of man on Friday, so man is weak. On Sunday, that the neshama yisera leaves after Shabbos, So you're weak and you can't handle the fast. Amar Reish Lakish, Neshama Yisrael Nidnebo Ba'adam Be'erev Shabbos U'Motzoi Shabbos Not Lo Nasami Menesh Ne'mar Shavas Vayin Afash Kevin Sheshavas Ovda Vay Ovda Nefesh. Woe is that Nefesh loses. Now what's this in Pnei Notzrim, the Christians? So the Acharonim ask, what do you mean? The Ma'amados were instituted, we said, B'mei Moshe Rabbeinu. There was no Christianity yet. So what's from Pnei Notzrim? So some say it means Notzarim, meaning because man was created on Friday, and by Sunday, meaning it's the same thing, Pshat 1 and Pshat 2 are the same. Rabbi Shulbach Hamid is just explaining, Pnei Shu Shlishi Li Yetzira. Notzarim means they're created. Others say no, that already Sunday was already a bad day for fasting, even before the Christians came around. So what was the sakana? So even before the Christian faith, some, the Marsha says based on this, even before the Christian faith, so the Goyim already considered Sunday to be a holiday. So says the Marsha. Okay. Right. Other Achronim say Notzrim means Notzarim. Okay. What's the Neshama Yisera? So Rashi says the Neshama Yisera is that that Marchivin es Das Adam L'Achilu L'Shasiya, that you have a greater ability to tolerate more food and drink. And Beitza Rashi says Rochav Lev L'Menucha Ulasimcha v'lios pasuach l'rvacha v'yochal v'yishte v'ein nafsho katsa alav. Others say it differently. The Meiri says what you and I would have thought, that the Neshama Yisera is a koach hasichli shebadam. They're more of ability to learn, to grow in ruchnius. That during the week your body gets in the way, but on Shabbos is ikar for the Neshama, so you have extra measure of the Neshama to beat out the guf and to be able to learn more on Shabbos. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara. Bayom Arishon, woe they lain, Bereshis v'hirakia. Tana, Bereshis v'shnayim, even though it's five psukim, you divide it up into two aliyahs. Yihirakia is three psukim, be'echad. Says the Gemara. Bishlam yihirakia be'echad, tlasa psukim, it's three psukim. Ela Bereshis b'shnayim chamisha psukei havi. How would you divide five psukim into two aliyas? Didn't we learn hakor b'torah yifos mishlosha psukim? You can't have less than three psukim in an aliyah. The fact that you have ten psukim as a minimum belaining, so on Purim we read only nine. It's not. Sometimes we have an exception to the rule, but the three psukim per aliyah, there's no exception to that. That you have to do. So how do you divide five psukim into two aliyahs? Rav Amar Doleg. Rav says you back it up and repeat one pasuk like we do on Rosh Chodesh. Tosas points out like we do on Rosh Chodesh. Shmuel Amar Posek. Shmuel says you divide the pasuk up right smack in the middle. The first aliyah would read 2.5 and the second one would read 2.5. Rav Amar Doleg. My time alo Amar Posek. Kasavar kol pasuk de lo paski Moshe anan lo paskinan le. Any pasuk that Moshe Rabbeinu didn't divide up, we're not allowed to divide up. Ushmuel Amar Posek, Mi Paskin Rav Chanina Kra, Chanina Kara, Tzar Gal Hayli Yitzra, Chanina Gadol, Velohita Li Pesach El, Tinok Shav Yitzrav, and he only let me divide up pesachim for when teaching little kids, whole Islam and Essayin. A kid couldn't read the whole pasuk at the same time, couldn't learn it. So, Ushmuel will answer you, Hasim time am I, Mishum de lo efshir, yeah, you had no choice. Hachanami lo efshir. So to here, you have no choice. You got to split it up. Ushmuel amar posek, my tam lama dolik. What do you mean? So Shmuel says, divide it up. What do you mean you had no choice? Why can't you just back it up? Like Rav said, gzeir mishum achnasim shemayot, gzeir mishum ayotzin. No, we don't want to end a parsha two psukim from the end, because if a guy leaves, he's going to assume the next one you're going to just read two. And you don't want to start two psukim from the beginning, because a guy who comes in late thinks that the one you did before, you only learned two psukim. Meisivei, Pasha shal shisha psukim koronos ha-bishnayim. V'shal chamisha biyachid, Vimarishon kore shlosha. If the first guy read three, hasheni kore shnayim parsha zu, ve'echad mi parsha acheres. You're allowed to read one pasuk the next parsha. V'yesho omim shlosha, v'yesho en maschilin parsha, parsha shlosha zu, can't start less than three. Laman damar doleg lidlo. So the one who says doleg, why do you got to go into the next one? Just repeat. Well, laman damar posik lipso. Why don't you just split it up? Answers the Gemara. Shani hasam, there's different to islay ravcha. You could go into the next parsha. You can keep going three. Here, you're not allowed to go into the thing that has nothing to do with it. You have to stay with the same aliyah. This issue of kol psuki de lo paski Moshe Rabbeinu anan lo paskinan, I think you're not allowed to divide a pasuk in half, so we see all over the place that we do this. Like, let's say, by Kiddush Levadim, we say, tipa lo aliyah masa vapa gloz megdoz rocha yimuk oven. It's half a pasuk. How are you allowed to say it? Or Vayer Vayboker Yom HaShishi in Kiddush. A lot of people start Vayer Vayboker Yom HaShishi. That's a half a pasuk. How can you do that? So the Achronim deal a lot with when you're allowed to do it. So some people say if it's for Tefillah, then you are allowed to do it. Just for Kriya Satorah, you're not allowed to split up a pasuk, but for Tefillah, you are allowed to do it. Some say if there's an Esnachta in the Torah, there's an Esnachta, then you are allowed to divide it up. So that's why Tipalei Masav Fahma Gadozo Chayku Ha'oven. Esnachta, that's okay. Or, and others say that Chasam Sofer talks about why do we want to start Vahi Erev Vahi Voker Yom Hashishi Vayichulo Hashemayim Yudke Vavke Yom Hashishi Vayichulo Hashemayim. So we want to start with Yudke Vavke. So if we have another reason for wanting to do that, so that's why you're allowed to split up a pasuk because you want to start with Yudke Vavke. So there's a lot of different answers about when you're allowed. Some say Esnachta, you're allowed to divide it up. And some say for Tefillah, you're allowed to divide it up. So the Achronim deal with this problem of how come sometimes we do divide it up. So we will stop here. Everyone should have a wonderful day.